It's a, you know, it's a very big sum of money that's being spent on conservation work, both to the external fabric, the internal fabric, and the contents. And that's because money hasn't been spent at Knoll because of the restrictions of the lease and so on. And the opportunity was right. It was right financially. It was right with the family. And so everything sort of fell into place at the same time. And those moments happen in the trust. That's one of the great joys. You can sort of be patient and then things will all drop. And you have to seize that moment. You have to take that opportunity. And you have to kind of really run hard with it. And that's what we've done. In terms of complexity, it's because we are dealing with things in a very integrated way. So we're not just doing conservation repairs. We're improving the visitor experience. We're increasing the volunteering offer and capacity. And I would say quality. Not to say the volunteering isn't strong, but I think it's going to get even stronger and higher. We are looking at, or involved with, community involvement and participation. It involves marketing support, fundraising support. We're increasing the visitor experience. So all there's a massive archaeological input in this project and importance to it. So all of these things kind of have to be knitted together. There is the intricacies of the lease and the relationship with the family. So my job in that is to make sure, it's the sort of the matrix management of that, and making sure that actually I try and get people to maximise the benefit of each area and that they're blended together.